And Bronski Beats. I feel love, love to love you, baby, and Johnny, remember me. At 28 minutes now past 5 o'clock, it's Radio Caroline, 194 AM, 98.8 FM, the best of both worlds, an AM and FM from AM to PM, so to speak. I'm Stevie till 6. If you've just tuned away, you're very welcome along. Hope you can stay with us right through till 6 o'clock close down. And as well, an interesting and funny little story for you right now. It's got to do with a bricklayer, you see. The bricklayer fell 20 feet from the scaffold onto a heap of rubble. Get him water, shouted the foreman. The bricklayer raised his head and simply said, how far do you have to fall before you can get a drop of whiskey?
Thank you.
is great. From Diana Ross, Mirror, Mirror. And as well, Donna Summer, Love is in Control, Finger on the Trigger, at 24 minutes now before 6 o'clock. And indeed, horse lovers and punters alike may be interested to know that there once was an old lady who thought her horse was certain to win the Irish Derby. Well, because you see, the bookie had told her it would start at 20 to 1 and the race didn't begin until quarter to 1, or quarter past 1, that is. And as well, one more before we get back to music. In Miami, the local was explaining to Seamus the time lag between Ireland and the United States. "Look at it this way," he said, "Seamus. While we're lying here in the sun, all the folks are at home asleep in bed." Seamus shook his head and said, "There you go again. No justice for Ireland."
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
19. In Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. 19.
In Saigon, a U.S. military spokesman said today more than 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
At number one, and so it should be too, that's Paul Hardcastle. And 19, it's 20 minutes now before 6 o'clock. Got time for one more funny little story before we decide to leave at 6 o'clock. And it goes a little bit like this, if I can just get this book up here and have a look. Sean, Liam and Francis were shifting furniture, but when Sean struggled with a huge oak wardrobe, he noticed that Liam was missing. "Francis, where's Liam? He should be helping us with this." "And sure, so he is," protested Francis. "He's inside holding the clothes hangers in place."
sound of our nation. Radio Caroline.
Through no time to wallow in the mire. tuned to Radio Caroline, all day music station.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the other word tries to break for hell, that's a mighty long time. But I'm in the back. Punch a higher floor. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady. More friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard.
I'm gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go.
Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Look for the purple banana.
Les Prydz, Let's Go Crazy. Got a new LP out at the moment as well. And I can tell you something, it's got nothing to do whatsoever with the color purple. You wouldn't actually believe it. Seems to be his favorite color. And he's styling the picture Purple Rain. He's bought out the album Purple Rain, the single Purple Rain, and also his mansion in America is colored purple. You might be interested to know that's good old Prydz, but as I said, his latest LP has got nothing whatsoever to do with the color purple. Let's hope it'll be a good one as well. Can't remember the name of it right now, but I'm sure I can think of that one maybe at a later date. As well, Amy Stewart's Light My Fire 137 Disco Heaven, like the name of that one. And David Grant as well, watching you, watching me at 9 minutes now before 6 o'clock. Got time for about one more. We leave it today with Julian Company and Breaking Down the Sugar Samba. And as well, just to remind you, the match between the Republic of Ireland and Spain has now ceased to exist. And the score remained at 0-0.
Up and down.
That's Julia and Company breaking down the Sugar Samba. Sugar Samba, yes. Just about brings the program close for today. And indeed, we do hope you've enjoyed the music since 3 o'clock. And indeed, hope you've enjoyed today's transmissions as well. Don't forget, we're back again bright and early tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when Scott Jensen's allowed to open up shop, take it through till 11 with the breakfast program. Of course, lots of interesting things happening on the station as well tomorrow. We won't go into those right now, but do join us tomorrow, won't you? And indeed, before we leave you, just to remind you that the match between the Republic of Ireland and Spain is now finished. They've done battle, and neither side has come out with a win. It's ended in a 0-0 draw, and I suppose we could congratulate the Irish team. I believe they were out 7 of their big international stars, if I could put it like that. I'm not too sure why they haven't come to Cork. Probably some reason. Maybe it's because it was played in Cork and not in Dublin. That's my view anyway. Right, time is catching up with me, as Shay Quinn would say. Hope you've enjoyed the music since 3 o'clock. And of course, Radio Caroline Cork will cease transmissions in just about 4 minutes' time. So indeed, from everyone here at Caroline, on behalf of myself, Steve Davis, and the remaining staff at Caroline, may I take this opportunity to bid you a peaceful night. If you're going out tonight, discoing down or boogieing down or just going out for a drink with your friends or something, enjoy yourselves, won't you? Come home safely as well, and don't forget to join us tomorrow, sometime tomorrow. And indeed, we do hope you've enjoyed today's transmissions. Don't forget, once again, we're back on the air tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So till then, from everyone here at Caroline, it's bye for now, and enjoy the rest of the weekend as well, won't you? Bye-bye. Broadcasting from Leaside Studios on 1557 kHz, 194 metres on the medium wave band, and 98.8 MHz FM, this is Radio Caroline, the community voice of Cork.
Sound of the Nation, Radio Caroline!